It's 9 minutes past eight now.
Come on, sing along. Come on, Gary.
Coming from. Yeah. You wrote this one.
Keep on me.
So come on, get it on.
I started with nothing, and now I have something.
Only joking. No, that's right. International radio. Morning, Gary Barlow.
I thought it was the backdrop to Last Choir Standing.
Oh,
it was that good, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
You don't watch that, do you?
Well, you know, I watch all them shows. I love them.
You've got to get a job.
I only watch them so they check if they play our songs.
Seriously.
And then get your legal department onto it.
Is it true, Gary? I've heard a rumour that you've made about £8 million just from X Factor playing bits of Patience.
Probably. Oh. Probably, yeah. I know. It's the whole score, isn't it?
I tell you,
X Factor and Morrison's are keeping you going.
Mm. Oh, well, someone's looking after us.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's down to his last billion.
How you doing, everyone?
Yeah, morning.
Very well. Evening.
Very good. So where are you now? What's the scene?
I'm at home, mate.
And what can you see?
Kids have gone off to school.
They've gone already?
Yeah, they've gone off, so it's no problem calling in this early for me.
Is
no
Mrs.
problem.
Mrs. B taking them in?
Mrs. B's took them in. She's 6 months pregnant now. Oh.
Yay! Congratulations.
Yeah, good news, Gary. Congratulations.
It's all good stuff.
Do you know who it is yet?
Actually, do you know what? We do know what it is. We've never done this before, but we found out this time.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are you going to say? I'm going to guess.
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, but I'll be able to tell by your reaction.
Okay, go on.
Okay, it's a baby.
You know, anyway.
Do I? No, you haven't told me.
I did tell you, but you don't really listen when I talk to you about kids.
So. He's thinking about the next thing he's going to say.
When I talk to you about kids, you tune out straight away, Chris.
Sorry, you what? You were saying something?
No, go on.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for kids yet, Gary.
You keep saying this.
Gary. The thing is, with you being a bit older than me and all that, so you're in the right time for kids.
No, listen, mate, when you say that means you're ready.
What, when you say you're not ready?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
And anyway, it's not your decision anyway.
But it is. Tell you that.
Your lady will look after that department.
You're joking.
She will.
Huh? She wants to have a baby that badly. She can go out with Angelina Jolie. So, what room are you in your mansion?
I'm in the kitchen.
All right. Is there a piano in the kitchen?
No, but there's one in the lounge.
How far away are you from the nearest piano?
Hang on a minute.
All right.
Let me just have a look here.
Give us a tinkle.
Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. How's that?
That was gorgeous. Right,
I told you we were playing the single first before anybody else.
That was it, a cappella.
can we request songs and you play them?
Go on, then.
Are you, now, before we do this, in all seriousness, now, are you taught on a piano or did you kind of just jump on a piano and start playing?
Oh, yeah, I'm a terrible piano player, I really am.
No, really?
No, honestly, I am. I'm self-taught and don't really know much.
But if we shouted a song, somebody else's song... Can you play it? I reckon you can.
I don't know. I'd need to know what it is, I think.
Okay. Rachel wants Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
No, I don't know that.
What about Hello by Lionel Richie?
Oh, I know that one.
Oh. Do, 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 do.
enough already.
Because I wonder where you are.
It's X Factor.
And I wonder what you do.
Don't sing, Gary.
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Oh,
good Lord.
Somewhere over you.
Right. Yeah, don't that was that, lovely. Thank you very much.
What about dancing on the ceiling?
Oh, oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
I'm telling you, what a show.
Gary, you could do a whole Lionel Richie based show.
Maybe. Give us Let's do a destiny. Give us
Lionel Richie idol.
Yeah.
Can we have you on every Monday? That'd be brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, then yeah. I know a bit about, what about, it's a little bit funny, this feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide, oh, I.
Gary,
any good?
Can you do I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester by the Wurzels?
I've got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key.
That's a no.
I've got 40 acres and you've got 43. I've got a brand new combat harvester and I'll give you the key.
Do you know what would be lovely? If we actually did this feature an hour earlier and in the background you could hear Mrs. Barlow going, get off the bloody piano! Trying to get the
That's
kids off
here!
Trapping your fingers in the lid.
That's what it would be. Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, I love that. So you're in the house on your own?
Yeah, on my own, yeah.
Oh, so you can play anything?
Anything.
I can do like
50 Cent, or I can do any of those advisory ones, because the kids aren't here.
Can you do In the Club?
I don't know about that one.
Have a go!
No, it's not really a piano song, that.
Okay, what else, can we do? Yeah. Hey, I can play.
Proper request, this, isn't it?
Do you want me to play something?
Go on, then.
I started with nothing.
I can do that one.
Started with nothing.
Who knows it?
Now I have something. After them all, they were all with a song. You know what I mean?
That's lovely.
You learned that quick, Gary Bartlow.
Did you watch it last night?
I did.
What
it's
do you
good,
think?
Isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was very funny.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he is unbelievably brilliant.
Peter Kay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's on. He's going to be on. We're going to chat to him in about half an hour.
Fantastic. Love him.
Do you have any message for him?
Message for Peter?
Yeah.
Well, I do know him quite well, actually. It's not a starry story, this, but he's come to a lot of our gigs over the last few years, right. So got to know him a bit. Do you want me to tell you this story?
Yeah, go on.
And he called me in January and was talking about this show and stuff and said he wanted to, you know, get a song for the end. And so he wrote all these lyrics out. And it's like an amalgamation of all the winning songs from X Factor that's ever been.
Right.
And so we wrote it together. And that's it, the winner's song.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that's how you know it, yeah.
There you go.
That's a rubbish story. No, I thought it was going to be some salacious thing about, well, me and Peter fell out of stringies one night. Yeah.
He doesn't drink.
No, well, he's like yourself, Gary, teetotal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
I bet you haven't had a drink since this morning. What have you got on the go this morning? A tea or a coffee?
Tea. I've had my coffee already.
Nice.
Cup of tea now.
And what's Gary Barlow's day like today? What's your schedule?
I heard you talking earlier. And by the way, I'm not doing any other interviews today, just so
that's
you good. Know.
Oh,
this,
that's right.
This is it.
So.
I haven't done any before and won't be doing any after either.
Well, I'm not surprised.
There you go.
Little stories like that, bloody hell, Barlow. We were on, I'm not going to give too much away, but me and Gary went on a date the other night.
We did, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. I won't say any more because it's sort of secret, isn't it?
It is a secret.
It is a bit secret, but it was so funny because I saw all the pictures the day after.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you leaving with a bag with Barlow written on it, in a carrier bag.
Do you know what? On all the pictures that come out of that night of everyone was with us, everyone had these carrier bags. So the question is, what is in the carrier bag?
Yeah. Orphans.
So what, you all had bags with your surname on?
That's right, yeah.
Just to make it easier for the paparazzi.
Gary set up a charity called Guinea Pigs UK. And you don't realise how many guinea pigs are mistreated in this country.
Sure.
Thrown aside, seriously, like empty pot noodle cartons.
That's right.
So we're going to launch Guinea Pig UK.
G-Puck.
A big press conference.
Guinea Pig Idol.
G-Puck.
We're going to have a big conference. And it's going to be brilliant. George Clooney's involved. He wears one in his head. It's brilliant.
A guinea pig.
Richard Gere's involved.
So, Gary...
Yeah, well, he's a big fan of animal rights.
Big fan. Big fan of animal rights. So Gary was on our flight when we flew to LA to do the show. Gary was on our flight, and also on that flight was Jack Osborne and David Beckham. And I said to Gary, "Hey, do you know what? If anything happens to the plane, it crashes, I won't be on the news. I'll be in and fight, you know, and also on the plane." And I read the paper the other day. Gary's told exactly the same story. Right, but about him.
Yeah, listen, I like your gags.
Thanks.
I'm the first one to say it, but I like them.
I like your gags too.
So don't be offended if I use them.
I won't. Yeah. Can you? Are you still at the piano?
Yeah. Why? What do you want now?
Can you do Angels by Robbie Williams?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. Can you do
Too High for Me? That one.
Can you do Patience by Take That?
I think I know that one.
All right.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Gary, I don't know how you get past the demo stage with some of these.
There's guinea pigs crying all over the country, Gary, right now.
How did you turn that muck into a decent song? And imagine him sitting around with the lancers going, hey, Mark, hey, Jason, I've got one for you.
Come on, it's 7:15.
Like that. Oh, yeah, you got a number one there, Gaz. Whoa, what a track. Ooh, they'll be using that on X Factor.
Better do my backflip to that.
Wow. So you've got... okay, so listen, let's talk about the new song, which is called Greatest Day.
Yeah.
By the way, well, you know we had the world exclusive today, right?
Everyone else has played it.
We had the first play this morning, Gary, right, at 8:10, and everybody else was playing at 8:15. It's now 8:22, we haven't played it.
Oh, no.
Doesn't matter, because we're talking, we got you on.
Okay, good. Have you heard this new one yet?
I've heard a bit of it.
I want to know what you all think.
Well, hang on the phone and we'll...
Okay, I'll stay on.
All right, so, we're going to be doing it on the 24th of November.
Yeah.
It's the first single from the new Take That album.
Mm-hmm.
Written by all of Take That.
Yeah.
What have you done that for?
No, we did that on Rule the World. It's the last song we wrote all together.
But you didn't, did you?
No, we did.
Oh, come on.
We did, mate.
Come on, what's Jason's involvement?
I promise you, we did.
Jason's sitting in the studio looking out the window going, do you know how many parked cars
are outside? Listen, next time we're doing this, I'll let you know and you can come and observe.
I'll observe. That's what Jason does.
He does not.
Just have a little patience.
He does not.
Hey, Jason, what's the next line? You what, Sonny? You what, a miles away there? Do you know, I was just thinking, I wonder how many pebbles there are in the world. Jason, come on. We're meant to be writing a song. No, I know, I'm just... All right, I've got a lyric for you. Birds, bees, I'm on my knees.
No, you're wrong.
I'm begging, please.
You're wrong.
Pot noodle. Part new.
You're wrong, mate. This is a team effort, this one.
Oh, you're an idiot. I tell you.
Take that's been unionised.
Seriously, Gary.
Absolutely.
Let him do backflips. You write the bloody words. You know the rules.
We're getting old now.
Can't
rely on that.
Hey, well, you are.
I am not getting old, mate.
The video for Greatest Day was filmed on location in Los Angeles on top of a 60-storey building.
Wow.
Yeah.
The last Take That album, Beautiful World, has now sold over 2.5 million copies in the UK alone.
Wow.
Good God, man. And your wife's taking the kids to school. Get them a helicopter each. The album title and release date of the new album will be announced by Gary on the phone.
That's me.
Ooh.
Now then. So the album's out a week after the single.
Right.
And it's called The Circus.
The Circus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
I love the reactions off everyone.
They're great.
I think he's preparing me for Panto there.
Oh, no, it's not.
He's behind you.
Didn't Erasure had a hit called The Circus, didn't they?
Who did, sorry?
Erasure.
Yeah, no, their album's called Circus.
Then they have a track called Circus.
Yeah.
It New Technology. Was that Circus?
Good record as well, that. Yeah. But it's been a few years since then.
Mm. I'm not saying you've copied them, I'd say. And the single is going to be from that. That's the first single, Greatest Day. Should we play it then?
Yeah, come on, let's have a listen.
You're going to stay on the phone?
Yeah, stay on, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you remember how it starts on your piano there?
I can't remember what key it is.
Ready? It's this one.
Yeah, got it.
I started with nothing.
Come on, play it.
All right, here's anyone for Take That. Do not record it and put it on the internet. This is me and Gary Barlow saying, don't pirate music.
Don't do it, kid.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't go to jail. This is it. Gary, what's it called?
Greatest Day.
Take That. Greatest Day. The new single.
On the 24th of November. There you go, Gary.
What do you think?
Rubbish.
Thought you were going to say that.
But I'm so predictable. Loads of people are saying, and then one person in particular says, oh my God, I've been looking for a first dance song for our wedding for ages, and I think I just heard it.
You know what? Seriously, this time, we've always thought we've got great songs for finishing our concerts off.
Right.
And we wanted to try and write something to start the whole concert. And so that was our thinking behind this one, really.
Well,
so,
loads of people are saying about, that's going to go down a storm at our wedding.
Mm. Brilliant.
This is an absolute belter from Barlow, says Phil. One of the best songwriters in the world, Gary.
That's off me, Mum, is it?
Yep. Loving the new That's One. Brightened up my traffic jam no end, says Sarah in Leeds. Gary Barlow was brill. I would tune into him every morning.
Hey, up, you've got competition.
And someone on the text says they're sat behind a van with Barlow World on it, and they think that must be a sign.
That's my other business.
Yeah, it's a window cleaning business.
Hello, Barlow World.
Need your windows cleaning for Barlow World. That's how it goes. So the rest of the boys are all right?
Yeah, they're fine. Do you know what? We were all going to come in this morning because we've got some tour dates we want to announce, but we're just finalising them, so maybe in a couple of weeks or something we can bring everyone in and have announce the dates or something like that.
Nah, you're all right.
Yeah?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Just you.
Okay.
Me. Don't bring the mangas on with you. Jason doing backflips.
You love them. You love them.
I'm trying to do cartwheels even though he's pushing 50.
You love them, mate.
Jason's still the oldest, isn't it? This got to be his...
Howard's the oldest.
Is he?
Yeah.
Give over.
He is. Yeah. I know. He looks great, doesn't he?
Oh, I didn't think... I thought I'd have put money on Jason being the oldest.
No, Howard's the oldest. I went to his 40th birthday this year.
No!
Yeah, 40.
No!
He can't be 40.
Yeah.
I bet he's not.
He is, mate.
I bet he lied about his age all them years ago.
What, made him older?
Yeah. He was only 11 when the band started. No, I'm 16. Yeah, I'm 16. mate. Well, listen, lovely to talk to you, and good luck with the single.
Oh, thank you.
Comes out the 24th of November. It's called Greatest Day, and then a week later will be The Circus, will be the next Take That album. And then, fingers crossed, there will be an announcement from Gary and the boys about a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Brilliant. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and...
Maybe, Chris, you'll actually come along this time.
Well... No, I will.
You were invited both times.
Yeah.
Very busy that week.
No, the first time was we were in Germany for the football.
Now, that's true.
And then the second time, I couldn't be bothered.
That's
so,
it.
But I'll come along.
I went.
I tell you what, Gary.
Yeah?
Can I do a duet with you?
We're busy that week.
Right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And also, good luck with Geraldine and the winner's song.
Thank you, mate.
Wouldn't that be funny if that got to number one before Greatest Day?
But that's out this week, I think, isn't it?
It's out today.
Oh, it's out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a song out today. You've got a song out in a couple of weeks.
I tell you what, that Pink song's good.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I think she could be bigger.
Do you think?
I think she could make it. Very good, she is.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah.
What? One more? Shall we have one more song on the piano?
Yeah.
I like this, though.
Yeah.
See ya.
Hey, when you come in with the boys, can we get you a keyboard and we'll have a little sing-song in the studio?
Yeah, you and me. You've not requested one yet, have you?
Can we have that one, please?
Right on the start. Good. Do you know what? It's one of my favourites, this one.
What, that one?
Yeah.
That you wrote?
Rule the World.
Yeah. So one of your favourite songs in the world or one of the favourites that you wrote?
No, one of the favourites I've written, that
right,
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's one of my favourites?
You like avenues and alleyways, don't you?
No, I'm thinking of what Gary's written.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say Flying Without Wings.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What about Back for Good?
Oh.
Back for Good.
That's a classic.
Yeah. I guess now it's time for me to give up. See, it's time. In the twist of separation.
Nice.
You excelled at being free. Can't you find a little room inside for me? Yeah. Whatever it said, whatever it did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back,
good.
Want you back,
good.
Want you back for good.
Oh, Gary, that was absolutely beautiful. Hi, it's Miley Cyrus here from Hannah Montana. I think you're wonderful.
Thank you, Miley.
Do you know, I wish you were my daddy. Mind you, looking at you recently, granddaddy.
Hey, give over, Miley. Well, that was lovely. Thank you for the nice sing-along.
Brilliant.
Are you training today?
I'm training now.
Well, not now. You're on the piano having a coffee.
No, but I'm leaving now. I've started my training. Have you started yours?
No. Anyway, listen, I don't want to keep you.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Greatest Day. The single comes out on the 24th of November. It's Gary Barlow from Take That. Thank you, Gary.
Bless you all.
Bye. There you go. We played it late, but it was the best, wasn't it?
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Bye, karaoke on
Radio. Bye, Gary.
One.
See ya.
Rachel's not going to cut him off. She's dead.
He's gone. Every Monday, Gary Barlow on the phone, taking requests on the piano.
Brilliant.
Okay, it's Monday morning, 8:00, 9:00. What would you like to hear from Mr. Gary Barlow? He's at home with his tea, waiting to play for you. And this one comes in from Daniel in Milton Keynes. He says, any chance he could play a piano version of Two Tribes by Fred Goes to Hollywood? Gary, take it away.
Sure.
Relax, don't do it, when you want to do it, relax.
Shall we do karaoke every Monday?
Oh,
do
you want to do that? Wouldn't that be brilliant?
As Jared, and he's called Jared.
Yeah.
And he was Gary Kane when he sang in the clubs in Dublin, and that's what they used to call him, karaoke.
Karaoke.
He's singing now up in heaven with Freddie Mercury and Elvis Presley and other dead singers.
Mm-hmm.
But karaoke would be good.
Let's do that on a Monday.
Brilliant.
Had a letter in from Sarah and says, could Gary please do What Time Is Love by the KLF? What time is love?
Ooh, ooh. Ooh.
Right, thank you, Gary. So late. We're going to get the news, we're going to get a record on, then we're going to speak to Mr. Peter Kay about last night's brilliant show.
Digital.
FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Dominic's here with the news. It's 8:37.